Tanya for the fourth day of Kislev, Dalet Kislev, is in Kuntis Achron. It's on page 310. The number at the bottom of the page is 604. We're about six lines from the bottom at the period. The fact that to perform a mitzvah, if nobody else is there to perform the mitzvah, then you are mevatel Talmud Teira. Vafilu ma'isa me'kovo, v'kol shkein tefilo, shehi b'chinas meichem, u'dechilu rechim u'sichuim, v'hatam kenal. The reason that we interrupt the learning, even if we're learning ma'isa me'kovo, we're learning Kabbalah, and certainly we interrupt davening. Davening is the concentration of the mind, bringing it into the heart in order to arouse love and fear. All of these things are interrupted in order to do the mitzvah, and the reason is, as mentioned before, and that is that through the act of the mitzvah, the tachlis hakavana, the whole purpose for which God created the world, and that is to elevate and purify the lowest condition there, in that place where the divine sparks of Tayhu fell and are hidden. So in order to elevate those things, you have to have the act of the mitzvah. In addition to this reason, the truth is that the level of the act of the mitzvah, the virtue of the act of the mitzvah, is really very great. And also the study of the mitzvahs also transcends the virtue or the level of love and fear that are produced through intelligence. Because although it is written that we are to cleave to God through His attributes, the fact is that when a person tries to cleave to God through his attributes, he tries to raise himself to a level of godliness through his intelligence and through his love and fear of God, he reaches only the traits of these attributes, but not the essence of the attributes. Kameshikosu v'anichi ofer ve'efer, as it says, I am dust and ashes. Kol shkein be'erin se baruch hu d'les machshava t'fisa be'ere v'hispashtes achayis memeni yizbarech. Certainly, through one's intelligence and one's love and fear, he cannot come close to godliness itself, not higher than the attributes of God, to God himself, because there no thought can comprehend him or his light or its expansion. Kiyim b'mitziyusei, we can only reach and relate and interact with the existence of God, but not with the essence of God. Shehu m'chayes kulam, it is the existence of God that gives life to all the worlds, and that which gives life to all the worlds, we can attain. We can reach it, we can grasp it. But not in his essence. Afilu le'elyenim, even the higher creatures, to the supernal beings, even they cannot approach the essence of God. K'meshikos of Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvois, that the angels say that he is holy, holy, holy. Holy means removed, beyond reach. And they say it three times removed. Vad, ilulim hanetzolim, masigim kol echad b'ilosei, that each emanation and effect can conceive only their cause. The effect knows its cause. but not that which is higher than a cause of creation. So every created being only knows that part of godliness which was its cause, its source, its direct source. Kefi ha-seder she-Beitz Chaim, as he describes the order of things in Eitz Chaim, v'hislapshes ha-partzufim, how the interaction of the attributes, and which attribute is perceived or grasped in by which attribute grasps which other attribute. Avalei b'nivroyim, but even that does not exist in the created beings that are lower than the emanations. Afilu b'nisham is da'atzilus, k'me shikosu b'meshe Rabbeinu, olav asholim, v'reiseh sachurei. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he will see the external part of godliness, the hind part, but not the face. The difference between the hind part and the face, the hind part is when you see somebody from the back, you know that he is there. You know of his presence, you know of his existence. But what he is internally, what he is essentially, that you can't know unless you can see his face. So the face represents the essence, and the back represents the existence. So all of this is the restriction in which human beings or all created beings exist, and that is that through our intelligence and through our love and fear, we cannot approach the essence of God. As the Rebbe will go on to say in tomorrow's Shir, that in the act of the mitzvah, which is God's will, not our understanding of God, but it is, in fact, God's will, there we grasp God's essence. And that is the virtue of the act of the mitzvah, in addition to the elevation that it brings to the lower world, which is the kavana for which God created the world. In addition to that, the mitzvah itself, not only the effect that it has on the world, but the mitzvah itself has a virtue over human intelligence, even godly intelligence, holy intelligence, and over the love and fear of God, which is also holy, but still human within the created condition, and therefore it, the intelligence and the love and fear, cannot grasp the essence of godliness. In the Hayyim Yayim for the fourth day of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that when we wash Mayim Achreinim, we wash the fingertips, and then while they're still wet, we pass them over the lips to wash the lips.